Now, I've heard this song somewhere before, but I can't think where. I don't, once again, think it's an Irish song, but it's sung by Foster and Allen, as I said about other artists on the programme. They don't come much more Irish than Foster and Allen, but they always present a very good, easy-listening track. And this one is no different. It's called Sweet Forget-Me-Not.
A thought to me of a flower bright and fair. Its grace and beauty both combine to make the thought more rare. Just like a maiden that I knew who shared my happy love, where we parted and she whispered, "You'll forget me not." She's fragrant and she's charming, like the lily in the pond. Time is passing swiftly by, of her I am so fond. The daisies and primroses were blooming the spot where we parted, when she whispered, "You'll forget me not." I admit I really don't know where, but still it's just the same. For love grows in a busy street as well as in the lane. I gently pressed her tiny hand, one glance at me she shot. She dropped the flower I picked it up, was a sweet forget-me-not. She's fragrant and she's charming, like the lily in the pond. For I am so fond. The daisies and primroses were blooming round the spot where we parted, when she whispered, "You'll forget me not." Came the happy time when something that I said, it caused her lips to murmur yes, and shortly we were wed. There is a house down in the lane, in a tiny garden spot. There grows a flower I know so well, it's a sweet forget-me-not. She's fragrant and she's charming, like the lily in the pond. Time is passing swiftly by, of her I am so fond. The daisies and primrose whispered, "You'll forget me not." Where we parted, when she whispered, "You'll forget me not."
Foster and Allen and Sweet Forget Me Not. Now we're going to change the style again totally, because here is a track from the Chieftains. It's not an Irish song. It's called Cotton Eyed Joe, but it's from an album called The Chieftain and Friends, and they're joined by various people. So this is sort of the way we Irish people play Cotton Eyed Joe.
If it hadn't been for Cotton Eyed Joe, I'd been married a long time ago. Where did you come from? Where did you go? Where did you come from, Cotton Eyed Joe?
I was jumping around the studio. No, I wouldn't lie to you. I was jumping around the studio. My poor guide dog saying, what is going on? The Chieftain's there. And Cotton Eyed Joe. Well, I don't know about Cotton Eyed Joe, but this is Joe that's presenting Sounds Irish on whatever radio station you're listening to me or whatever part of the world you're in. I hope you're having some fun. Where do fishermen go when they die? Well, please God, they all go to heaven. And, well, this song, which is sung for us by the Irish Rovers, tells us that fishermen who don't go to hell go to Fiddler's Green, where everything is just great.
As I walk by the dockside one evening so rare, to view the blue waters and take the salt air, I spied an old fisherman singing a song. Ah, take me away, boys, me time is not long. Wrap me up in the oilskin and blankets. No more at the docks I'll be seen. Just tell me, oh shipmates, I'm taking a trip, mates. I'll see you someday in Fiddler's Green. Now Fiddler's Green is a place I've had tell, where fishermen go if they don't go to hell. Weather is fair and the dolphins do play, and the cold coast of Finland is far, far away. Wrap me up in me oilskin and blankets, no more at the docks I'll be seen. Just tell me, oh shipmates, I'm taking a trip, mates. I'll see you someday at Fiddler's Green. Thank you. wrap me up in me oilskin and blankets. No more at the docks I'll be seen. Just tell me, oh shipmates, I'm taking a trip, mates. I'll see you someday at Fiddler's Green. And when you're in dock and the long trip is through, there's pubs and there's clubs and there's lassies there too. The girls are all pretty and the beer is all free, and the sparkles are all growing on every tree. Wrap me up in the oilskin and blankets. No more at the docks I'll be seen. Just tell me, oh shipmates, I'm taking a trip, mates. I'll see you someday at Fiddler's Green. Now I don't want a heart nor a halo, not me. Just give me a breeze and a good rolling sea. I'll play me old squeeze box as we sail along, with the wind in the rigging a singing the song. Wrap me up in me oilskin and blankets. No more at the docks I'll be seen. Just tell me, old shipmates, I'm taking a trip, mates. I'll see you someday at Fiddler's Green.
The Irish Rovers there and Fiddler's Green. Oh, this is a total change. This is great. It's not so much country and Irish, but it's country, first of all, to start with. And it's Irish because the two girls, the Benn sisters, are going to sing a song for us entitled I Found a Letter. Have a listen to this. This proves to me, as if proof were needed, that we Irish can certainly sing and put across a good country song. As good as any and better than most. Anyway, enough prattle, Joe. The Benn sisters and I Found a Letter. Sad song.
Wrote me, it said I was your one and only, and you would never ever leave my loving arms. But the truth is all that matters, your pretty words no longer flatter, 'cause I know they didn't come. Found your guitar in the closet. I remember when you bought it and how you serenaded me under the stars. But now there's no one here to play it. You've changed your tune, I hate to say it, but the song didn't come from your heart. In your heart, I believed I'd found the love of my dreams. I hoped my search was through.
Well, in today's world, she wouldn't have found a letter. She would probably be found an email in the inbox or something. The Benn sisters there. Now we come to another of my requests for the programme, and this one came in, well, a couple of weeks ago, but I have a little confession to make. I lost it. It comes from one of my regular Irish listeners, Paddy, who downloads the programme and enjoys it very much. And he said, Joe, I wonder if you could play a request for my good friend Eileen. Eileen, who listens to the programme as well, Joe, with me. And she's been so good to me. I wonder if you could play any song with Eileen in it. I'm sure there are lots of songs in your repertoire, Joe, with Eileen in them. There's not, actually. But I played a couple of weeks ago the Bing Crosby version of that lovely song called Eileen. So I had a look round and I found Johnny McAvoy, Paddy. So for you and your good friend Eileen, I'm going to play Johnny McAvoy and Where My Eileen Is Waiting. And once again, Paddy, thanks for the nice things you say about the programme. And a big hello to Eileen. And I'll tell you what, to all the Eileens listening to Sounds Irish this week.
I'm always light-hearted and easy, not a care in the world have I, 'cause I know I am loved by a colleen, and I couldn't forget if I tried. She lives far away o'er the mountains, where the little birds sing on the trees, in a cottage all covered with ivy. My Eileen is waiting for me. It's over the mountains, where the little birds sing on the trees, in a cottage all covered with ivy. My Eileen is waiting. The time I bid goodbye to Eileen was a time I will never forget. For the tears bubbled up from their slumbers, I fancy I see them yet. They look like the pearls in the ocean as she wept her tale of love. She said, my dear boy, don't forget me till we meet here again or above. It's over the mountains, where the little birds sing on the trees, in a cottage all covered with ivy. My Eileen is waiting. In a cottage all covered with ivy, my Eileen is waiting for me.
You're going to enjoy this, because this is one of my pin-up colleens. I want you to listen now to the lovely Anne-Marie O'Riordan, and she's, well, there's a bit of a party to be held, you see, to welcome Paddy home.
I am a true-born Irishman, I'll never deny what I am. I was born in North Cork by the Limerick tip line, but it's now far away I stand. Hooray, me boys, hooray. No more do I wish for to roam. The sunnies will shine in the harvest time to welcome Paddy. Now the girls, they're young and they're frisky. they'll take you by the hand. Sing, Jimmy McCrea, won't you come home with me for to welcome a stranger home. Pray, me boys, serene, no more do I wish for to roam. The sunnies will shine in the harvest time to welcome Patty home. Then came the faraway strangers. They settled all over the land. The horse and the plow, the goat and the cow fell into the stranger's hand. Pray me by his rain, no more do I wish for to roam. The sunnies will shine the harvest time to welcome Paddy home. The Scotsman can boast of the thistle, the Englishman boasts of the rose, but Paddy can boast of the Emerald Isle where the dear little shamrock grows. Pray by his rain, no more do I wish for to roam. The sunnies will shine in the harvest time to welcome Paddy home. Pray me by his rain, no more do I wish for to roam. The sunnies will shine in the harvest time to welcome Paddy home. Pray me by his rain, no more do I wish for to roam. The sunnies will shine in the harvest time to welcome Paddy.
You know, I could do a whole Sounds Irish program on that young lady. Says she's from Rathcoole in County Cork, and that was Anne-Marie O'Riordan. We come now to one of those lovely old Irish-American songs. It's Dennis Day. Now, was it been the 40s? I'm sure it was around the 40s when they made a lot of those movies with Bing Crosby, and that Dennis Day was singing in the movies. He also, I think, appeared a lot on radio and television in the early days in the US. But he was more popular in the US than he was here in Ireland. But here, Dennis Day's own interpretation. Now, come on, friends, make allowances. It's one of those lovely dated tracks entitled Clancy Lord the Boom.
Clancy was a peaceful man, if you know what I mean. The cops picked up the pieces after Clancy left the scene. He never looked for trouble, that's a fact you can assume. But nevertheless, when trouble would press, Clancy lowered the boom. Oh, that Clancy, oh, that Clancy. Whenever they got his Irish up, Clancy lowered the boom. Boom, 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 boom. He was a fighting man, they all knew he was tough. He strutted round the neighborhood, shooting off his guff. He picked a fight with Clancy, then and there he sealed his doom. Before he could shout, O'Leary, look out, Clancy lowered the boom. Oh, that Clancy, oh, that Clancy. Whenever they got his Irish up, Clancy lowered the boom. Boom, 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 boom. He left the barber shop with tonic on his hair. He walked into the pool room and he met O'Reilly there. O'Reilly said, for goodness sakes, now do I smell perfume? Before you could stack your cue in the rack, Clancy lowered the boom. Oh, that Clancy,
whenever they got his Irish up, Clancy Lord, the boom, 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 boom.
Mulrooney walked into the bar and ordered up a round. He left his drink to telephone and Clancy drank it down. Mulrooney said,
who drunk me drink? I live in his tomb.
Before you could pat the top of your hat, Clancy Lord, the boom.
Oh, that Clancy, oh, that Clancy. Whenever they got his Irish up, Clancy Lord, the boom, 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 boom.
O'Houlihan delivered ice to Mrs. Clancy's flat. He'd always linger for a while to talk of this and that. One day he kissed her just as Clancy walked into the room. Before you could say the time of the day, Clancy Lord, the boom.
Oh, that Clancy, oh, that Clancy. Whenever they got his Irish up, Clancy Lord, the boom, 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 boom.
The neighbors all turned out for Kate O'Grady's wedding night. McDougal said, let's have some fun, I think I'll start a fight. He wrecked the hall, then kissed the bride and pulverized the groom. Then quick as a wink, before you could think, Clancy Lord, the boom.
Oh, that Clancy, oh, that Clancy. Whenever they got his Irish up, Clancy Lord, the boom. Oh, that Clancy, oh, that Clancy. Whenever they got his Irish up, Clancy Lord, the boom, 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 boom.
Sure, it was the most beautiful sight you ever did see when Clancy Lord, the boom.
Now, come on, make allowances. It was Clancy Lord the Boom from Dennis Day. Dennis Day made lots and lots of records, as they were called in those days, Irish-American songs. And as I said, he wasn't as big a hit over here in Ireland as he was in the US. If I was to say to you, give me an icon of Irish music, you'd probably say Daniel O'Donnell or Joe Dolan or, well, possibly even James Galway or Phil Coulter. But friends, one of the most popular Irish artists around the world, and people don't realise this, is Enya. Enya hails from County Donegal, and I'm just wondering, I must Google it, I wonder how many albums Enya has made. Wherever you go, around the world, not only here in Ireland, but around the world, and you're looking for relaxation music, you can guarantee that the best person to listen to is Enya. And if you don't mind, I want to play for you now my favourite Enya track. It's a beautiful track, and it's entitled, How Can I Keep From Singing?
Life goes on in endless song, above earth's lamentation, I hear the reed far off the Lord of heaven and earth.
You know, friends, a little confession here. When I get a bit stressed out, I think there's no better way to relax than to put my MP3 player on, put my headphones on with an album of Enya on, and it certainly helps you to unwind. It does to me. Give it a go. Earlier on the programme, I played Anne-Marie O'Riordan. Now, Anne-Marie O'Riordan was inspired, so I read somewhere, by the singing of this next artist, another favourite female Irish artist of mine, Dolores Keane. And she's got a problem. And the way she puts this song across is beautiful. It's My Love is in America.
Love is in America, and I miss him tonight. So much so, I feel like taking the money we've saved and catching the flight. And catching the flight. The children are asleep in bed. I'm on my own. Even though I've read his letters again and again, I'm alone. I'm all alone.
But for money I send home is barely enough. There's an ocean that keeps us apart. I've been lonely for home, but I mustn't give up.
What about this aching heart? Johnny, come home. I need you tonight. I need you tonight. It's hard to go out just because certain assumptions are made when your man's not about. When your man's not about. My love is in America, and I'm not so sure.
Apart. I've been aching for home, but I mustn't give up.
What about this aching heart? Johnny, come home.
Tarsha Geister Sounds Irish Lemisha Joe Bullard. Now there's an artist we haven't had on the programme for quite some time, and that's Gerry O'Connor, the world's best banjo player. Well, I think so. Anyway, a little jig there entitled Francie Brereton's Jig.